What was it? What's the creative process on this one? How's it? Is it any different from previous records?
No, it's never different. It's always the same, and there's not really any process. It's just like every song's different. Hard to remember, you know, how they even really started, but they all sort of ended up in one place together, and our Keeley made time and really helped us nail them down, which you kind of just is the hardest bit at the end, just to like actually finish them off and make them end. I mean, for us, well, otherwise they're just kind of like looping, you know, I don't know.
Big jams.
Mushy vibes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you say mushy vibes?
Yeah, or, you know, some sort of like never ending.
Yeah.
Can always go up or down or.
So did you go into the studio with kind of finished songs?
Nah. They're kind of like, you know, they were a chord progression and maybe like a little sort of a ear candy hook attempt at one part without yep. words.
Yeah.
It's so fun doing it all together in there and at the same time.
Was the studio time at a proper studio or is it at someone's house type situation?
It's kind of both. I mean, it's a proper studio. It's got like this amazing desk. It's this big thing. It's got all these rooms, but it's just like a friend of ours, like warehouse kind of out in the rainforest. And we just sort of went there for a couple of weeks on and off. It was raining heaps before the drought.
Nice. Were there any particular experiences that have shaped this new album?
Well, I don't know if you heard about it, but this kid vanished. There's actually been heaps of vanishing, like disappearances in Byron for the last couple of years. It's a bit of a
swimming. Do you think it's people at the beach, maybe getting sucked out in a rip?
That was that like Euro backpacker guy that went missing from Wake Up, and anyway, this other guy went missing sort of near, you know, like the studio's down here, and then it's like the rangers come right up from the bottom of it, and it's all his property, and he went missing there. That's where they've discovered his car on the road above it, and so there was like cops and shit searching his property heaps while we were there, and it was like there was like helicopters, and they're like, oh, so heavy.
Is there like a sense of anxiety or something that would pervade into what you guys are doing when that's happening, or is it just coloring it the other way? It's just like, oh, this is buzzy shit going on around the corner.
Yeah. It was definitely more of a buzzy thing, but the guy whose studio it was a bit like, oh shit, they were gonna like, you know, they were like cruising around on his property, and you know, probably had a few illegal plants going here and there.
Some
and
weed.
Like police everywhere.
Yeah. Crazy.
But right up the top is like this cool old house with shingles all over it, and we ended up just chilling up there heaps and with acoustic guitars, and that was nice.
That's fine. You're all based in Byron. How would you say that the environment in Byron or even your personal philosophies kind of like colour the music that you guys make?
Well, I guess if we were heavier guys, or it's hard to know, really. Never really like imagined it to be any other way than it just comes out as a combination of everyone together. Everyone gets a little bit heavy sometimes, but I don't know, you know, everyone in the sun and the surf and working on the farms, and doesn't seem that obvious of a place to get like real grungy and dark or like super clubby or something.
Yeah it's a vibe. We were in Byron a few years ago for a friend's wedding, and I was like why have I never been here before? It's so good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You can get it's definitely some turbo bits, but it's all pretty good. I mean, it's only kind of busy at New Year's.
Some Gold Coast chat and phew.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, we're playing a couple tracks and a chat that I had last week with Angus from Babe Rainbow, who are playing Double Whammy this weekend. You can get your tickets from Under the Radar. Here's part two. You've been down here before and you played Whammy. I came along to the show last time. What have you guys been doing in the interim? Have you played anywhere else apart from New Zealand and Australia? Have you hit Europe or North America or anything like that?
Yeah, I reckon we probably hit North America a few times since then. We finally got to go and do a Mexico tour, which was cool. Mm-hmm. But no, the last time we were in Auckland, we played at that, like...
Whammy bar.
It was kind of like a natty wine bar.
Yeah. The wine cellar was right next door to Whammy, so you maybe had a few drinks in a wine cellar. Real underground, run-down, kind of like grimy place.
No, I remember that, because yeah. It was like... You go into the arcade sort of thing and it's down. I remember Whammy, but this was like a little like natty wine kind of restaurant with a back area, and it was more of an, you know, it was like there wasn't a lot of organizing that went into it. It was cool though. What was it called?
Was it in the suburbs or was it in the city?
It was near the city. Like we could walk. It was definitely in the city because we walked up from there after. Damn, what was it called? It was cool. It was something Street.
East Street Hall?
East Street Hall.
Yeah. Was that for like Others Way or a festival? Were you playing a festival?
No, it was just like some mates of ours that were helping us do some art. We were doing a festival down in South Island, I think. And we were like, let's do a show in Auckland just before we fly out. And they're just like, oh, our mates have this wine bar. And they just chucked it on. It was sweet though.
Buzzy. Oh, cool. I didn't know about that one. I went to the Whammy one, not the East Street Hall one.
Yeah, the Whammy one was a while ago. We're probably way better now.
Played a few more shows. Have learned how to play your
instruments. We've probably just fully lost touch, Jay. Now, we're just been playing all of our old songs, getting booed.
So, have you guys? Are you like on a run of Australian shows at the moment, or is this the start of something?
No, we just did the run. Really, mm-hmm. I mean, so much like less of a run now, but. We just did like the cities last few weekends. Didn't go to Tassie, but we went to Tassie a few weeks ago for something else, for a festival. But yeah, just Sydney and Melbs and like the beaches on either side of them. We're playing here tomorrow for the album launch at the pub where we live.
Is it the big pub on the beach? That huge big one with the big outdoor area or?
Oh, that's the beachy. I mean, we played there. It's pretty heavy going there.
Pretty rugged. Yeah,
that's probably an unnecessary stop off. Sorry to any of the new Melbourne guys that support the beach that are listening in who definitely aren't listening. No, this is a bit further up. It's like 20 minutes up the beach, Brunswick Head. It's like a nice river that goes through town.
Yeah. We stopped there on our way home, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And playing there's sweet. You play outside and they really pack it and everyone can like be outside across the road and... And yeah, that's tomorrow, and then we go up to Noosa and then Brizzy and then coming over to see y'all.
Excellent. Now, what would you like listeners to take away from the new Babe Rainbow record?
I don't know. Just, you know, don't be too attached to anything, you know. Definitely try it out in headphones because it's so good listening in headphones.
Yeah, nice.
Just the fun that I've had everyone else. Come and show together. The Babe Rainbow, catch him this weekend at Double Whammy. Get your tickets from Under the Radar.
95 BFM.